In his State of the Union address last night, President Bush told members of Congress that he won't be sending them a balanced budget this year. Instead, he said his budget will increase spending considerably for new priorities.
To achieve these great national objectives, to win the war, protect the homeland, and revitalize our economy, our budget will run a deficit that will be small and short-term so long as Congress restrains spending and acts in a fiscally responsible manner.
Both Republicans and Democrats in the nearly evenly divided Congress applauded the president throughout his speech, but they reached sharply differing conclusions about what they heard. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It was the president's first State of the Union address, and Senator Peter Fitzgerald, an Illinois Republican, said Mr. Bush pulled it off beautifully.
I thought that it was a commanding performance by our commander-in-chief. He rose to the occasion. You could feel the affection of the American people for their president via the congressmen and senators in the chamber.
Nearly half the speech was devoted to the war on terrorism. And while the president did not say what the United States' next move might be in that war, he singled out Iran, Iraq, and North Korea as terror-sponsoring nations that threaten the U.S. and its allies with weapons of mass destruction. Democrat Carl Levin, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, said the president did well by naming those three nations.
I think it's appropriate that we let them know that we are deeply concerned about their support of terrorism. And until they change their behavior, we're going to continue to be very deeply concerned, and we're going to keep them on a radar screen. He wasn't more specific than that, nor, it seems to me, is it appropriate to be more specific than that at this time while we're trying still to win the war in Afghanistan.
But House Democrat James Moran of Virginia said it sounded to him more like the president was trying to justify a big boost in defense spending.
He's on a roll. He's a wartime president. It's serving him very well. But this is not a wartime country. We respond when necessary, but I think that if we have the chance for peace and prosperity, we ought to seize it. I don't think we need to pursue this beyond the mass murderers responsible for 9/11.
Other Democrats, including Louisiana Senator John Breaux, expressed concern that the president proposed not just more defense spending, but also a doubling of homeland defense expenditures and an economic stimulus bill costing nearly $100 billion.
He has an agenda that was very expensive and calls for a lot of new programs, a lot of new initiatives. I think a lot of them are good ideas. But at one time he talked about spending less, but everything we talked about was spending more.
Republicans who took control of the House 7 years ago promising balanced budgets last night found themselves defending the president's forecast of deficits. Deputy Majority Whip Roy Blunt of Missouri said he can live with such shortfalls.
I know we've worked hard in the Congress to get to a balanced budget. I think if we stick with the president's plan, we will have a couple of deficit years, but can get quickly back to surpluses. I don't talk to anybody who's concerned about a short-term deficit in this kind of crisis as long as we don't once again make it a way of life.
And Democrats such as New York Senator Charles Schumer could be heard last night criticizing a Republican president for perhaps being too much of a big spender.
If you did both the tax cuts and all the spending, you'd have too deep a deficit. We have to have some deficit spending, but I think you're going to have a funny situation where the Democratic Senate is going to pare down the Republican president's desires and wishes.
And very few Democrats applauded when the president proposed making the 10-year tax cut approved last year by Congress permanent. Congressman John Lewis of Georgia said it makes no sense.
My side of the aisle would never accept the idea of a permanent tax cut so big and so massive. If you have this massive tax cut, how are you going to save and preserve Social Security?
Other Democrats found it strange the president repeated earlier calls to privatize Social Security, given the recent collapse of retirement funds for Enron workers. But the president said nothing about campaign finance reform, which a petition has forced onto the House agenda. Senator Mitch McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, said neither he nor the president embraced such reform.
And so it was not surprising to me that he didn't mention it. He may be forced to deal with it at some point, but it's certainly never been part of his agenda, and I was pleased that it was not in his speech.
Lawmakers will have much more to say about the president's proposals when he sends his budget to Congress next week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.